Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Amanda. I'm going to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead in our program today. We would like to present you some information started from news across the country, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Make sure you keep staying tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. You can listen to our broadcasting at frequency 3325 kHz and also via our website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, read by Amanda. First, the headlines. Indonesia prepares for strategies to answer challenges on future jobs. Ana de Kiev statue strengthened the relations between Jakarta and Kiev. Now the news in detail. Director General of Industrial Relations Development and Labor Social Security of the Ministry of Manpower, Hayani Rumondang, said that Indonesia placed four strategies to tackle the challenges facing future jobs before the Asia-Pacific Group Manpower Ministers meeting in Geneva, Switzerland recently. In her press statement received in Jakarta on Friday, Hayani said that firstly, the government must intensify cooperation in investing in human resources. According to her, countries in the Asia-Pacific region must continue to strengthen cooperation in institutions and vocational education and training programs. Hayani further said that secondly, the Indonesian government must provide equal opportunities and treatment for elderly people in the labor market. Hayani affirmed that countries in the Asia-Pacific region must explore appropriate and adequate strategies to ensure that elderly people could participate in the labor market. She also added that the third strategy was dealing with informal workers so that the government could facilitate their transition from informal to formal sector. Lastly, Hayani pointed out that the government must strengthen the support of the International Labor Organization, or ILO, considering ILO has pivotal role in providing assistances for the government, private sectors, and trade unions. State-owned train manufacturer PT Inka Persero participated in the Africa Rail Exhibition, which was conducted from 19 to 20 of June 2019 in a bid to keep penetrating the African market. It was stated in the press statement of the Indonesian Embassy in Pretoria, which was received by Antara in Jakarta on Friday. Indonesian Ambassador to South Africa Salman Al-Farisi said that the Africa Rail Exhibition was the biggest railway exhibition in Africa. At the 22nd exhibition, 130 exhibitors and 6,000 visitors, including policymakers, operators, regulators, and procurement managers of the railway industry, took part at the exhibition. Corporate communication of PT Inka Persero Hartono stated that PT Inka was determined to keep penetrating the African market. He affirmed that PT Inka offered reliable quality products and after-sales services amid the dynamic competition among train manufacturers. In the commemoration of 12th anniversary of the sister city cooperation between the capital city of Jakarta and the capital city of Ukraine, Kiev, as well as the 492nd anniversary of Jakarta, the city government of Kiev handed the replica of Ana de Kiev statue to the government of Jakarta. The inauguration of the statue took place at the Katalia Park in West Jakarta on Friday by Acting Deputy Governor for Tourism and Cultural Affairs of Jakarta, Oswar Muazin Munkasa, and Deputy Mayor of Kiev, Konda Marina. The inauguration of the statue was also attended by Ukrainian Ambassador to Indonesia, Volodymyr Pakhil. Oswar Muazin remarked at the event that the Ana de Kiev statue was a gift from the Kiev government for the 400th 92nd anniversary of Jakarta, Oswar hoped that the Anna de Kiev statue could be the symbol of strong bilateral relationship between Jakarta and Kiev, as well as bolster the cooperation between Indonesia and Ukraine.
I hope that the existence of Anna de Kiev statue can be a symbol, and at the same time also a remembrance to sustain the friendly cooperation between Jakarta and Kiev, as well as tightening the bilateral relationship between Indonesia and Ukraine.
Jakarta and Kiev has established sister city cooperation since 2007 in the field of city development and management, public transportation, small and medium enterprises, culture, tourism, sports, as well as education. Both sides also had organized a number of activities, such as the visit of Kiev transportation delegations to Jakarta in 2008 and the participation of Kiev mayor at the 482nd anniversary of Jakarta in 2009. Indonesia and Italy aim to strengthen cooperation in industrial sector based on the principle of mutual respect and trust, which has been carried out for 70 years or since 1949. The trade between the two countries in the period of 2016 to 2018 escalated averagely 12%. Indonesian Industry Minister Erlangga Hartarto, in his press statement received in Jakarta on Friday, said that his side appreciated the progressive relations between Indonesia and Italy. The two countries keep bolstering stronger cooperation, and the progress could be seen through the positive development of trade, tourism, and investment sectors. Indonesian Minister of Research, Technology, and Higher Education, Muhammad Nasir, hoped that Indonesia could produce electric vehicle in 2025. It was remarked by Minister Nasir after the launching of electric car and the wayang show at the Dies Natalis of Yogyakarta State University at the Rectorate of UNY on Friday night. According to Minister Nasir, the prototype of electric car produced by Garuda car team of the engineering faculty of Yogyakarta State University is the innovation of Indonesian young generations that must be supported and developed, as electric vehicle is the future transportation which contributes to maintaining the sustainability of environment. As quoted by republika.co.id, Minister Nasir pointed out that the production of electric vehicle in Indonesia was one step closer to its implementation, namely collaborating with industrial sector to provide its spare parts. Despite that, Minister Nasir also said that the realization of electric vehicle still encountered a problem, namely battery issue. In a bid to provide electric vehicle battery, Minister Nasir explained that currently the Indonesian government had prepared integrated industrial areas to produce electric vehicle battery in Halmahera, Maluku, and Morowali in Central Sulawesi that are slated to operate between 2021 and 2022. Indonesian Minister of Communication and Information Rudiantara said that financial technology was one of the factors encouraging Indonesia to develop its digital economy. Rudiantara added that financial technology was not a minor part of the market, but it could support Indonesia to empower the potentials of its digital economy. Minister of Communication and Information Rudiantara at the seminar entitled FinTech and Digital Economy Ecosystem in Indonesia, which was held by the Indonesia Telematics Society or MASTEL in Jakarta on Friday, said that the ecosystem of digital economy supported by financial technology surpassed the Gini coefficient. The Gini coefficient is used to measure the income gap between the rich and the poor. Therefore, the digital economy ecosystem aims to tackle the economic inequality. The National Counter-Terrorism Agency or BNPT will intensify the counter-terrorism program by strengthening cooperation with regional and city government. Head of BNPT, General Suhardi Alius after presenting about the strategy of countering terrorism at Sabha Swagita Hall in Banyuwangi, East Java on Friday, said that the program would be an extraordinary program because the regional government has the access to economic, educational, and other social issues. Based on the press release of BNPT, Suhardi perceived that the synergy between BNPT and regional government would make the program effective. By involving regional leaders, among others our regions and mayors, as well as the society, BNPT's assignments would be easier and more manageable. Listener, that was the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
The first news comes from Yogyakarta. Gajah Mada University was ranked 320th in the world's best universities based on the ranking of the Quisquarelis Simons or QS World University Ranking 2022, or up 71 ratings from the previous year. The University Chancellor Panut Mulyono said in a written statement in Yogyakarta on Wednesday that the ranking results put the Gajah Mada University as the number one university in Indonesia in terms of academic reputation. Nevertheless, Panut ensured that the ranking by world rating agencies was not the goal pursued by the university. The next news comes from Bangka Belitung. Environmentalists from the Bangka Flora Society and Salam Alam Upang in the Bangka Belitung Islands province planted 142 species of orchids to preserve the region's unique plants, which have become rare. Chairman of the Bangka Flora Society, Dian Rosana Anggraini, in Pangkal Pinang on Thursday, said the planting of 142 species of rare orchids was a series of activities to commemorate World Environment Day and the commemoration of Land Degradation Day, which fell on June 17, 2019, in hopes of restoring the regional flora. News comes from Mataram, West Nusa Tenggara. The West Nusa Tenggara provincial government introduced an online village market to promote superior products from the local community. The West Nusa Tenggara Communication and Information Agency acting head, Gede Putu Aryadi, in Mataram on Wednesday said that the agency is continuing to strengthen human resources by introducing digital markets through training in the use of information technology. To promote these superior products, it continues to foster and strengthen community information groups in various villages, in districts or cities in West Nusa Tenggara. West Nusa Tenggara Communication and Publication Information Section Head, Fairuz Abadi, added that the community information group in each district or city must be able to become the leader in introducing and starting this online network-based market. Previously, the Kampung Online Market Training for West Nusa Tenggara Province young people who were members of the community information group was conducted in North Lombok District on Monday, June the 17th, and will be conducted in all districts or cities in the province. The focus of these activities is to improve human resources and the community information group and how to use the internet network as a forum for promotion, advertising, and selling various superior products and services. Well, that was news from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Our regular program today in history begins with information from 22nd of June 1956 about the establishment of Jakarta's anniversary. Jakarta was originally known as Sunda Kelapa. The name changed into Batavia. Later, it was changed again by Commander of Demak Sultanate named Fatahila into Jayakarta before it finally became Jakarta. The establishment of Jakarta's anniversary was based on the decree issued by Mayor of Jakarta in the period of 1953 to 1958, Sudiro. Sudiro perceived about the importance of commemorating the anniversary of Jakarta. Therefore, he called on a number of historians such as Mr. Muhammad Yamin, Mr. Dr. Sukanto, and senior journalist Sudaryo Cokrosiswoyo to research about the history of when Jakarta was established. On 22nd of June 1956, Sudiro officially proposed the date as the anniversary of Jakarta at a plenary session, and his proposal was accepted by the participants of the session. Since then, the Regional House of Representatives of Jakarta held special session as the tradition to celebrate the anniversary of Jakarta. The next information is about Operation Barbarossa, launched by Nazi on 22nd of June 1941. The Operation of Barbarossa was a code name used to refer to the invasion of the Soviet Union, which was carried out by Nazi. The invasion began on 22nd of June 1941. More than 4.5 million soldiers of the Axis powers invaded the Soviet Union along the 2,900 kilometers or 1,800 miles front. Barbarossa was the name of Germany's emperor in the mid-century. Germany and its allies suddenly attacked the Soviet Union. After defeating most of the Soviet air forces during the invasion, the German troops also managed to penetrate the Soviet's territory by deploying the lightning war tactic or Blitzkrieg. The German Armored Division, which deployed the double envelopment technique, successfully countered and destroyed the rest of the Soviet soldiers. Lastly, Bani Sadr was dismissed as president of Iran on 22nd of June 1981. On 22nd of June 1981, the figure of Iranian Revolution, who was also the first supreme leader of Iran, Imam Khomeini, approved the impeachment of Bani Sadr after the Iranian parliament impeached Bani Sadr for his incompetence of being a president. In addition to approving the parliament's impeachment of Bani Sadr, Imam Khomeini also issued a decree to dismiss him. Bani Sadr was the first president of the Islamic Republic of Iran who was directly elected by Iranian society through a general election. The majority of parliament members agreed to impeach Bani Sadr. After Sadr was dismissed, he escaped to France and attempted to disturb the stability of the Islamic Republic of Iran abroad. Listener, that was Today in History.
Voice of Indonesia.
Relung hati yang kini mengagumi dirimu. membara menapis ke lampu.
Indonesia.
There was a song entitled Bidadari or Angels sung by Andre Hehanusa. Listener, you're still with me, Amanda, on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we will present you My Indonesia. Today's My Indonesia is about Indonesia and South Korea cooperation in establishing Center of Infrastructure Development.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia-South Korea Form Center for Infrastructure Investment Cooperation. The Korea-Indonesia Infrastructure Cooperation Center was inaugurated in Jakarta on Tuesday. The formation was initiated, among others, by the Korea Overseas Infrastructure and Urban Development Corporation, a South Korean institution that supports the public-private partnership project outside Korea. Assistant Deputy for Housing, Land and Infrastructure Financing of the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs, Bastari Panji Indra, said that infrastructure has always been a priority of the government, such as transportation, energy, including social infrastructure. But he acknowledged the government's ability, especially in terms of limited state budgets. Therefore, the government also continues to look for a variety of financing alternatives, such as projects based on public-private partnership. In his remarks at the inauguration, the Korea Overseas Infrastructure and Urban Development Corporation Executive Vice President Taekwon Seo said Indonesia had a strong and clear legal framework regarding the private-public partnership as a national development strategy. He hopes that with the inauguration of the Korea-Indonesia Infrastructure Cooperation Center as the Korea Overseas Infrastructure and Urban Development Corporation office in Jakarta, investment support and cooperation between the two countries can be expanded. Meanwhile, on the same occasion, South Korean Ambassador to Indonesia, Kim Chang-beom, stated that through the establishment of the office in Jakarta, the two countries would further strengthen their relations as economic partners. According to him, the corporation has a strategic position for Indonesia and will move as a facilitator, coordinator, and investor for various public-private partnership projects in Indonesia. In the field of infrastructure development, South Korean companies have been actively developing projects in four areas, namely power plants, clean water facilities, smart cities, and transportation. Previously, Maritime Coordinating Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, during his visit to Seoul, South Korea, sometimes ago, also hoped for the realization of South Korean investment in the infrastructure sector. Foreign investment, including from South Korea, is considered still needed by Indonesia to finance infrastructure projects due to limited funds in the state budget. Well, that was my Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jalani cintamu saat ini dan kini ku mengerti ku melangkah bersama dia maafkan bila tak ingin sakiti dirinya, biarkan ku akan pergi dan menjauh dan ku.
Namun kini
Voice of Indonesia.
There was a song entitled Cinta Yang Terbagi or The Shattered Love by Nadia. Listener, you're still here with me, Amanda, on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we will give you more details about the culture of Indonesia, tourism destinations, traditional foods and customs across the country in our program, Indonesian Wonder. Today's edition of Indonesian Wonder will explore the beauty of Sekotong Beach in West Nusa Tenggara. Have a nice listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, we will take you to explore a tourism destination in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, called Sekotong Beach. Stay tuned. Listener, West Nusa Tenggara is home to remarkable beaches and sea. One of them is Sekotong Beach. The beach is located in West Lombok Regency, West Nusa Tenggara Barat. Listeners, some people say that traveling to Lombok will not be complete without witnessing sunrise and sunset at Sekotong Beach. Sekotong Beach is a paradise for those who are keen on exploring underwater beauty because the beach has pristine and natural coral reefs. Therefore, it is no wonder that the underwater beauty of Sekotong Beach is such a spectacle with its incredibly majestic coral reefs and diverse sea creatures, in addition to its peaceful wave, soothing breeze, as well as soft and white sand. The beach also offers enchanting panorama. Sekotong Beach is an awesome spot for those who would like to sunbathe. Furthermore, Sekotong Beach has numerous magnificent spots for those who are passionate about taking photos. Certainly, you will not be disappointed by the outcomes of your photos because the panorama surrounding this Sekotong Beach is truly fascinating. Moreover, Sekotong Beach is not really crowded, thus visitors can enjoy their moments at the beach longer. The outstanding coral reefs surrounding the beach make it more unique and attractive. Other than enjoying the mesmerizing beauty of the beach, visitors can also expand their knowledge about the cultivation of marine creatures, or also known as aquaculture, at Sekotong Beach, precisely at the Lombok Aquaculture Agency, which is under the administration of the Directorate General of Fisheries and Aquaculture of the Indonesian Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Ministry. Listener, Sekotong Beach is a convenient destination as it has supporting facilities and infrastructures such as hotels and other accommodations with various selections. It only takes 2 hours from Mataram City to get to the beach. Besides via Mataram, you can also reach the Sekotong Beach by renting a boat at Nusa Penida Seaport. It takes around 3 hours from Nusa Penida Seaport to Sekotong Beach. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder about Sekotong Beach in West Nusa Tenggara. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tiba saat mengerti jerit suara hati yang letih meski mencoba melabuhkan rasa yang ada. Mohon tinggal sejenak, lupakanlah waktu, temani air mataku, teteskanlah merajut asa, menjalin mimpi, hendakkan sepi-sepi.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, that was a song entitled Cintakan Membawamu Kembali or Love Will Bring You Back by Mike. Listener, for the next segment, we will present you several information and unique things that happen in Indonesia in our program Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
In this digital era, learning is no longer an annoying and boring activity. By using technological innovation, teaching and learning activities can be more fun. Like an innovative breakthrough in the learning process carried out by three Indonesian students called Pahamivi. The students who created Pahami VR, Muhammad Iksan, Edria Albert, and Sharif Rushan Fikri. Pahami V itself is an online tutoring platform created to help students learn. Not only providing online tutoring facilities, it also provides career center services managed by psychologists from the University of Indonesia. The career center is a service that is useful for counseling students in dealing with their problems and guiding students to know their abilities, interests, and talents. According to Pahami V CEO, Sharif Rushan Fikri, the purpose of creating Pahami V is to raise and encourage the potential of students in Indonesia to excel in the fields of science and technology and direct students to the field that suits their interests and talents through the Career Center. It also becomes a source of information for students who will enter college because in Pahami V there is also information about the profiles of various universities and departments in the university. Pahami V also provides tests that help determine the majors and rationalization of computer-based writing exams to enter state universities in Indonesia. Well, that was Miss Leni today from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Pahami V Fun Learning Experience.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, that was a song entitled Bisu, sung by Monita feat. Sri Hanuraga. Listener, for the next segment, we will present you a segment called Music Corner, in which for today's edition, we will give you a song entitled Mencintaimu or Loving You by Vio. Have a nice listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition of Music Corner, we will present a keroncong song entitled Mencintaimu or Loving You. The song's lyric expresses on someone's eagerness to love her lover forever. She hopes that she still takes possession of him, although only in her heart. That is the power of love which is described in this song. The song Mencintaimu or Loving You was composed by Baby Romeo in pop genre, and it was popularized by Krisdayanti, one of Indonesian divas. Mencintaimu was also the title of the album, which was released in 2000. Then the song is re-sung by keroncong genre, accompanied by Prisma Keroncong Orchestra. Arrangement of its music makes the song Mencintaimu more melodious. Listener, here is the song Mencintaimu or Loving You, sung by Vio.
Pernah
Voice of Indonesia.
For your participation and for listening to our English terrestrial program. After this, we still have many interesting and cool programs that you can listen to, so make sure you keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Your participation is really appreciated, so if you have any comments or suggestions about our programs, don't hesitate to send it to our email address at voi@voinews.id. And also, you can check out our social media such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter @voindonesia, and our email, voi@voinews.id.